Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. Thanks again for joining us this week. So my motivational quote today is by M. Scott Peck, and he says, "Our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled, for it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers." So how many of you jump out of bed every morning saying, "I'm ready to conquer the world"? How many of us wake up each day thinking, yeah, me too, Pat. How many of us wake up thinking, how many more days until the weekend? You know, work truly becomes work when you dislike your job or dislike where you are in your career, right? Now, don't you wish that you had the keys to uncover your strengths, to make your work a lot more fun? And do you know how to really show up and just be your best and making just life and work fulfilling? Of course, you know my answer is yes. And you know my guests and I are going to discuss this very topic of career fulfillment and just showing up big in life during the next 30 minutes. So get ready as my guest Pat Roquet and I discuss how to live a fulfilling life and create the success that we just all crave. Now, Pat, the rock star transformation coach, I love that, is a sought-after keynote speaker, success coach, and author, and she founded her company in 1988. Pat shares candidly from her rearview mirror, including how she bounced back from truly rock bottom to fast-track your success today. She's got all of the insight. Now, she empowers professionals to rock your career and life without selling your soul or you losing your mind. Pat will inspire you to rock your strengths and live your best life with a 90-day success plan that she has. Now, her plan helps you focus your priorities and helps you make a quantum leap by leveling your mindset, skill set, and tool set to find your dream role in the next chapter of your life. With that wonderful introduction of my guest, please help me welcome Pat Roquet to the show. So, Pat, thanks for being on.
Oh, hi, Connie. I'm so happy to be here. This is going to be so much fun.
It is. Now, I happened to see Pat. We met at a networking event quite a while ago, Pat, and she was the keynote speaker and just did an outstanding job, connected and said, "We got to do a show." So that's why she's here. So why would you say that career fulfillment, I just think people I talk to today, it seems elusive. So yet it's so important. Why is that?
It's really interesting because I have uncovered two sides of that coin. There's one camp of people who feel like work is a job that they have to do to pay the bills, and they don't really feel like they deserve yet to be fulfilled and loving it. Their job is here, and the rest of the joy in their life is in this other side, this other pocket, which to me makes absolutely no sense at all, but I encounter that all the time. So they're trying to figure if it's time to move up to a better job, move over to something similar, perhaps, or a step up but in another company, or to move on and do something different. So I started this journey identifying that need and that gap and serving it, but in my travels and as people are showing up, I've actually found an additional bucket of people, more than I thought, who say to me, "I loved my job." They're in places like Verizon and ADP and General Motors and all these companies that are having these buyouts. So Verizon just offered 44,000 people the buyout. I think 10,400 took it.
Yeah.
And so many of them said, "I actually loved my job, but now the company's changed and I just had to raise my hand and take the offer because it was too good not to pass up." And so even then, loving your job, they still are faced with having to rejigger and reinvent themselves and make these life-changing decisions. So it's quite an interesting dynamic. I think the big common thing is that midlife, successful, many of us are women. There are some men we coach, obviously, too. But people who realize that their heart has to be in it and they want to jump out of bed and do this. I mean, I was thinking about this at 2 o'clock this morning because I was so happy. and looking forward to spending this time with you.
Absolutely.
That's what my days are like, not every day and not all the time, but truly joy in problem solving to help other people solve theirs.
It's interesting. I started my business 17 years ago, and you get asked questions like, weren't you scared? You know, how did you know it was going to work? I don't know. I just knew I knew what I knew. I know how to work hard, and I'm not afraid, you know, to keep digging. But I will tell you, it was the best thing I ever did, because I, like you, I wake up really most days, like you said, it's not every day. We're not Pollyanna, right? We do live in reality too. I really do love what I do every day. And, you know, like people will talk to me and I'm like, oh, you have to put in a few hours on Sunday. And they look at me and I go, listen, that's never a complaint when it comes for me. If I have to work on a weekend, it's because I needed to do something with my mom during the week, or we went to see my kids do something during the week. So I'm able, again, not, you don't always have control because we have clients, right, that we do report to. But I can juggle it. So even if I work 7 days a week, it's not work to me. So I don't mind putting in the time, because I love creating. And like you said, I love helping people. That's what gets us out of bed, Pat, you and myself. So I feel really bad. And you, because this is these specifically the kinds of people you're working with that are at crossroads to help them find this fulfillment and happiness every day. It breaks my heart when I hear people say, well, I got bills. You know, what are you going to do? And I think, figure something else out. You shouldn't just be going to work like you have the ball and chain you're dragging with you. That's so unsettling, right, as a consultant when our clients feel that way. And I know you feel the same way.
And I used to feel that way. I had the first 20 years as an entrepreneur, and then I got a master's degree at 40 and did 10 years of jobs. And I worked in the pharmaceutical industry and big agencies and things like that. And I was a top performer and I sold multi-million dollar deals and, you know, the whole shebang. And I loved it because it was in health, and I knew that I was helping real people feel better and live a better quality of life, and that helping their families understand how to empower them even in the throes of cancer and things like that. So the mission was real. The success was real, and yet I would find disconnect sometimes with the manager. I had a manager once who said to me, you know what your problem is? And I said, what? He said, you care about people too much. It's about what we have to sell, and you're not shoving our inventory down their throat. I was at Novartis the day, one of those first days when they said, oh, we're going to lay off thousands and thousands, and you all are going to lose your job and reapply. And I was waiting outside the door to sign a $2 million deal, and my client didn't send me away. He said, sit right here, honey. I have to call my wife. He had no color. No color in his lips and his face. He went white as a sheet. And I was told I care too much. So I literally tasted vomit at the back of my throat. I was making big money, but so disconnected. Yeah. And so I think sometimes you fall into that. You start out with the best intentions. And then moments like that happened, and I looked at this gentleman and I said, thank you. And he said, why? And he thought he insulted me and he wanted me to cry. I said, you just gave me the best compliment, and now we just need my exit strategy, because
done.
I'm proud of what you said. I don't find that insulting, so thank you.
Absolutely.
And so that was a bell ringer moment of honoring your why. And I say to people, when that genie pops out of the bottle, you can't shove her back in.
Mm-hmm.
So after that moment, it was hard to pretend I didn't hear it. I couldn't unhear it. And so I seem to attract people who know that there's a moment, it's time to do something different, and they deserve it. And they know they're awesome. We just have to kind of repackage them, figure out priorities.
Absolutely.
And do something aligned, because when you're in that zone of alignment, it's not like work. Even in someone, I have a client who does health benefits from Aflac. She's phenomenal. And I said to her, you are making families' lives so much better. When somebody breaks an arm or someone gets sick, they get a check the next day from you. It's amazing. You're a gift. So please never, ever feel like you're selling, because sure, you are relieving them from stress and burden. That's one of the biggest gifts you can give someone. And so she knows that people are waiting for her on the other side that need her. And isn't that a different way of navigating your day?
Yes.
And you can't wait to meet more.
Yes.
Instead of,
oh, I'm a sales guy and it's December and the end of the year and the end of the quarter and, you know, the sky is falling and who do I need because I need to make commission. No, it's about, she's amazing because it's about her gift and who's waiting to be helped.
You know, perspective, right? It's all about perspective. And I think that sometimes we just need a reset or we need someone to help us find whatever, you know, whatever that, you know, objective is or where my mind is. I need somebody to help me with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What, have you had any big lessons that you've learned, again, because you hit rock bottom, right? You started the business, the whole thing. Have you, any lessons that you think, oh, this is a big one?
I think that God taps. I know God taps.
Yes.
Now, I'm a faith-based person. I don't preach my brand of religion. I have friends in every color, shape, size, and belief system you can possibly imagine. But I do truly believe that God taps. So when those moments happen, we deserve to quiet our minds and quiet ourselves. So I start with daily ritual and end the day with daily ritual about breathing, about meditation, about setting good intention, and about gratitude.
Yep.
So the daily practice of gratitude is important because it makes you realize things aren't so bad. But the other half of that is as you go through your day, when God taps, sometimes things don't happen the way we think we intended them to. Sometimes. Often.
Often.
Even for me, I was 24 years old. I had a car accident on a sunny Saturday with my mom in the back seat and my friend driving, and I went through the windshield. Nobody planned on that. I was a hotshot agency kid. And I started my business because I wasn't well enough to do anything else. So instead of crying, poor me, I look back and think God tapped. God knew I should have been an entrepreneur. So here we are.
Okay, so he did a little more than tap with you. He kind of threw you into it.
Yeah, full speed ahead, absolutely. Exactly. But sometimes it's quieter taps than others.
Yes.
Even a silly example this week, there's so many networking things going on in the holidays at the year end. Yeah. And I thought was going to one thing. And then a friend invited me somewhere else, and I was all excited. And then it fell through the next morning, and then I was aggravated. So I went from happy to aggravated. It was one of those mornings you're tired, and the yo-yo hits. We all have it. And another friend said, oh, no, you need to come with me. I want you to join me at this event. And I walked in the door at this executive women's event, and a woman who was the president of the group said to me, she asked me what I did, and I told her I helped change people's lives and careers through transformation. And she looked at me, and she hugged me and kissed me, and she said, God sent you here for me. I said, excuse me? She said, no, you're here for me. God sent you here. I didn't know people could do that, but you're here for me.
That's cool.
And we need to talk. And I realized I wasn't supposed to be in the other two places, and she said the words out loud. So, again, from taking those little sidesteps, those little setback moments where it gets a little scratchy sometimes, what have you, just know and believe that we are where we're meant to be. And sometimes literally in this seat at this moment, stop at that traffic light or at this networking event or what have you, pay attention because God definitely taps and the wisdom comes through these often quiet, sometimes not so quiet moments.
Yeah, going through windshield, not so quiet. It's kind of funny because I think when we need to have faith the most is when we have faith the least. When things are going poorly, all of a sudden, it's hard to have the faith. But that's when you need faith the most, thinking, this is happening for a reason. I'm supposed to learn something. It's guiding me. It's shifting me. There's a purpose for this. But I think it's very hard for the average bear out there to just get your head around that because things are going poorly. Why do you think lately, especially career coaching has grown just to me an exponential demand, you know, just to a few years ago?
I never even called myself a career coach. Can I just start by confessing that?
Yeah.
I always did it. I have a marketing and business development background and promotion and PR, kind of helping people build a brand and put themselves out there. But I used to, I suppose, think a little bit more perhaps in the context of you and your corporate brand or your business brand, even as an entrepreneur.
Sure.
And when I had my meltdown, I became much more intuitive. I realized I'm an empath and I absorb people's energy, and I realized I'm clairvoyant. I kind of know more than you tell me with words, I can piece together a lot of what's going on, sure, without you saying a single word. So I realized I was always doing career coaching, and I wasn't calling it that. LinkedIn sent me this thing with ProFinder. I picked it up in the beginning of the year, and they started dribbling leads. And now they send me 1 to 2 dozen, some days 50 or 60 people a day, and usually 8 out of 10 are career coach leads.
Wow.
It's insane. So that is a completely random and statistical thing that I can pick up my phone on any given day at any given time and watch people come in, and they tell you in their own words, early, mid, late career, what they're wishing for, and then they get an open paragraph to write in what they need or what they're feeling. So I get to hear in people's own words exactly where and why they're stuck. I feel invisible. My boss doesn't hear me. And you know that most people leave jobs because of their boss, their manager.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So there's a lot. I live in New Jersey. There's a lot of shift because of all the corporate headquarters. There's tens of thousands of people in our neighborhood. But LinkedIn sends me people now. It's supposed to be, it was started in New York Metro. And now I get people in Buffalo and Canada, up and down the East Coast and other countries. It's borderline insane, but the epidemic is definitely there. Maybe in a good way, people are starting to hear the message of you deserve to honor your gifts, agreed, and your strengths.
Yeah, agree.
And that you can get paid while doing what you really love. Because when you work and live in your zone of genius, time flies, life is good. You don't come home and want to, you know, the proverbial kick the dog, right? You're a happier family member.
Yeah.
You're not so nasty when you walk in the door and grumble and then put yourself off in a corner talking to no one. Things like that. So maybe it's a combination of the business and the economy shifting. Maybe it's a combination of we're getting our message out there that there is a hope and you do deserve better. And there are things you can do to simplify the process and follow a path to understand your priorities, and that you actually need to do that. You deserve and need to do that. It's not a guessing game when you have a system to follow. And that's kind of what I did. I just started documenting what I did. And then people were saying, what'd you do? How'd you do it? And all of a sudden I realized, I'll just share it.
Yep. I have a process. It works.
But, yeah, it does. Right. Because if you think about it, even how you interview, how you're helping me today, and we're helping people out there on your audience, you have a system and a process for how you pulled the information out of me, how you prepared, how we're sharing, how the follow-up will work. We all have a system and a process for something that we're really good at.
Absolutely.
So thinking about that, what are you born to do? What do people thank you for when you're not even looking?
Yeah.
And when people can figure that out, and then realize, you know what, you can actually do that as a living, perhaps, or make it part of your avocation, your career path, everything shifts.
Yeah, and it's almost instantaneous when that, it's like, you know when you were a kid and you were learning math, right, whatever the math thing was, and you were like, I don't get it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And then you look back and you go, why didn't I get that 30 seconds ago? It's that shift. Once you know it, you can't go back and unknow it, right? And that's mm-hmm. what I think you're really talking about is all of a sudden, once I realize what are my true strengths, my God-given talents that I bring to the table, and how can I leverage that to create the career or the job or the business, whatever it is, the respect, the expert status, whatever. All of a sudden, it's like, why didn't I know that yesterday? So, right? It's
yes.
Because yesterday the veil wasn't raised, or yesterday, you weren't ready to hear or see the truth of the situation, right? So it time and place. It's always a time and a place, which is interesting. Now, you've said it a couple of times on the show, and again, I've seen you speak, and I know your stuff. So you said we need to focus on career transformation. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I love that word transformation. It's movement. It's acceleration. It's good. Meet transformation to something better, right? So what, mm-hmm. give me in your program, what does career transformation look like, sound like, feel like for you?
So thank you for asking. It's the process by which you tackle the three main elements that are required for a quantum leap.
you have a shift in mindset, which you and I were simpatico from the first 4 seconds
that
right?
we met. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it funny? It was like, bing, bing, bing. We both knew. It was just
very cool.
Sister from another mister, no doubt we knew we were going to be doing this. We didn't know when, how, why, but we just knew.
Yeah.
So mindset is number one. It's about understanding your strength, understanding your gifts, and forgiving yourself. Ready? Here's a good one. For not being good at everything, because we're not supposed to be good at everything. Our collective team needs to be. So one of the aha moments that I see people cry, they cry a lot. Not that that's a bad thing, but that sigh of relief.
Sure.
That unburden of, oh my God, I've been beating myself up for so long.
Yep.
I never even crossed my mind that I kick ass right here and I'm not supposed to be that. Yep. That's somebody else's job. But we all need each other. So the mindset piece is amazing because it's those pieces, those things. The priority. So I actually created a soul searching assessment because people don't spend enough time actually paying attention to what makes them feel good and what they deserve and what they want and what they value. I had a woman who in our little talk said to me, I really value stability and I like knowing that I have a regular check coming in. That's very important to me. I don't like that feeling of hunger or stress or worrying about if a client base up, you know, the level is not necessarily identical all year round as a consultant or as an entrepreneur.
Sure.
Or a commissioned salesperson or.
Sure.
So we talked about our priorities. She said that loud and clear at least twice. And then about 3 sentences later, she said something about wanting to go into commercial real estate sales. And I went, wait a minute, let's go back to your priorities list. What was one of the number one things? You wanted stability. You wanted steadier income. You didn't want to have to think about the unknowns on a weekly, daily, weekly, monthly basis. So all of a sudden she looked and went, oh my goodness. So now she was able to take that and check the box and say, that's not exactly right. I know I've been saying it out loud, but now I realize it's a conflict of what is really most important to me, like one of my top things that matter. And then I said, however, what if you like that industry and you like that whole thing, what about perhaps looking for a position in a construction-related industry or real estate-related company where you're not a commissioned salesperson, but you can contribute. Maybe you're on the marketing team,
sure,
et cetera. And all of a sudden, she had this freedom show up. So mindset's huge. Skill set is, okay, so let's use her as the example. I've now figured out that I don't want to be a salesperson on commission, but maybe I'm good at this business development coordination or the marketing, somebody behind the scenes working with them.
Yep.
What do those dream jobs look like? And I teach them how to search. And we have this transformation tool. It's a Google sheet where you keep track of everything. So what are the gaps from where you are to where you want to be? Okay. So mindset, skill set. And then the third is tool set. It's, I figured out what my dream role is. I figured out that I really do align with it. I just don't know the words. I don't know how to tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
And so we figure out what would make sense. Do you need your LinkedIn profile updated? Yes, that's usually a tool.
Yeah.
And people call and they think that that's what they want to hire you for. They want their resume redone. And I'm like, no, you don't. Your resume sucks. It's the last piece. Because nobody's looking at your resume until they already know you, like you, trust you. You've already on the inside. You got to use the hidden job market and leverage relationships.
Absolutely.
So I teach them a networking strategy, a storytelling strategy, an introduction strategy. Like they get the words to describe. And here's a tip. So you want to be able to say who you are, who you serve, how you feel when you serve them. And then who might you know that would love to feel that way as well? So you're not verbal vomiting all over people with the minutia, the detail. Even if you're in transition, and that's another piece. A lot of people want help because they don't know how to move forward in a career shift, especially if they're in a current job. Or they're unemployed, so they have plenty of time to do the career shift, but they feel like a loser because they don't have a job.
Yeah.
So they don't know how to introduce themselves to open the door and make people aware that they're available and still feel good about themselves. So mindset, it always goes back, the three, right? So there's
absolutely.
Mindset again.
Yep.
Then it's the skill set of who do you want to be when you grow up. And then you go back and plug in the Swiss cheese of what are those pieces to tell your story. Or do you need an extreme makeover to up-level your image? Is it time to go get a professional glamour photo shoot, like really kick-ass, beautiful, your brand glows before you ever say a word to someone? If they look at your website, does it shine? If you need one, even your LinkedIn profile, is it half of someone's arm behind you at a wedding and you've got a cocktail in your hand? Or do you look the role?
Yeah.
Like somebody who really gets it.
Yeah, you know? And it's funny. I'm laughing because you're saying, some people don't even know, like, what do I say? Because we can't get out of our own way. And not because we're incompetent. Because number one, I think we're our own worst enemy. So for me to tell my story, they're going to think I'm bragging. So we go into that whole, mental record player. So when someone else could pull those pieces out of us to say, this is your strength. Wait, you just said that. That's a real key thing. Oh, I did say that. Like, we don't even realize some of the words we choose to describe ourselves that are really spot on, but we almost don't hear them anymore. We can't get out of our own way, and that's why I think that someone like you, career coaching, whatever we want to call it, but I think that's why you get that transformational shift, because people need a guide. We can't figure out our own stuff. I could tell you exactly what you should do, right? Because I could think clearly. Well, I could think clearly because I'm not stuck in the minutiae of your life and the stresses and your kids and your husband and the dog, whatever, right? So I could see clearly. You could see my life clearly about where the disconnects are, where I need to get better at, right? So it's so easy, but when you're in the throes of it, and then when you're in the throes from a stress standpoint, we become even more, I don't know what to do. So I think that having I'm going to call you a transformational coach. Again, I think is just it's becoming a necessary tool at certain parts in our life or certain crossroads in our lives that we just need help because, and here's the other thing too, Pat, there's so many options out there, from a job standpoint and the social media, LinkedIn, websites, whatever. People in the middle age, like myself, it's very difficult for me to make those changes because I think, I got to update my LinkedIn profile. Oh, it's going to take me forever because I'm not a pro at it. So I know I need to hire someone because I don't want to do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't want to figure it out. Hire someone. It's worth spending the money. So I think that people need to know there are resources out there to help because there's another whole layer that when you and I were kids, you went in the newspaper to look for a job. Those days are gone.
We had a newspaper.
We had a newspaper.
You had to wash your hands after you read the morning paper, remember?
Because it was black. Yes, yes. So, times have changed, and I think the need for these extreme career makeovers, I think it's incredible. We're almost out of time. Talk to me. What do you think a person listening, okay, how do they know whether you or someone like you is the right person for the job or the right resource that they need for them to have that quantum leap or that big shift? How do I know? I'm listening. How do I know if I'm the right candidate?
That's a great question. I actually write blogs and I have articles about that because it really is a huge, important question. First, knowing you need help is huge because you can't, if you ever were at a prom or a wedding, you can't see if your butt looks good in the dress. You need somebody 20 feet away to give you that perspective that you just know you need, but you cannot possibly
Absolutely.
Give yourself.
Yeah.
But I find that the trick is, and I teach people to do this as well, recommendations are everything. So on LinkedIn, I have 60 something.
Wow.
Literally. So if you're trying to figure out, for example, if someone is the right person to support you, don't just listen to what they say. Listen to what the people around them say. So if you have your LinkedIn built properly and you have people putting a recommendation on there, like you're going to hang up and you're going to go, oh my God, this was such a fun interview and we learned so much and there's so many people you can help. And I'm going to say, Connie, do me a favor. Can you put a recommendation on LinkedIn? Because I'm sure your audience would value your opinion on it. And
You're not the first person to question it. So let someone else understand what it feels like to work with you in their words.
Yep.
So that it's not you saying you're fabulous or me saying I'm fabulous. It's other people saying why you rock in their heartfelt words. And the trick to getting a good recommendation is to ask in context. So, Connie, I'm looking to, I'd love to be a guest on as many podcasts as possible this year because we can share an audience, help everyone, and offer free advice, blah, 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 whatever. So I'm going to give you, talk about why transformation is important and how we change people from before to after. And so now when you're writing your recommendation, you're not scratching your head, wasting time figuring it out. I've given you guardrails. If I were like one of my clients that's looking for a promotion in her company, I would help her in her request. They send this to the people you work with and say, by the way, I'm looking to elevate my career. Can you talk about how I demonstrated? You told me I demonstrated this in the project we did that won this award. Could you mention that and how it changed the lives of our customers? So asking for recommendations authentically and giving people prompts so they don't have to work too hard. If they've got to think too hard and take too much time, they may not do it. But if you give them the prompt and say, could you just spit that back in your own words? I want it to be true from your heart, not me telling you what to
say.
And the same thing. Now you're going to know that I'm not planting fake words because I've just asked you authentically to do it. So when you look at the rest, you'll be able to say, wow. And you can see the different flavor, but you can definitely see positivity, energy, caring about my client. Like there's trends and themes.
Absolutely.
Whether I was your coach, whether I was your marketing VP when I had a job 10 years ago, whether you were part of my mastermind, whether you hired me as a speaker or whether you sat in the seats and watched as you and I first met. And many, many people will say, I first met Pat when I was in her audience at a keynote and she inspired me because, and now we've done this and how it's elevated.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. You know, when we go to buy something, right, on Amazon or whatever, we look at the reviews before we purchase. So it's almost like the same thing. If you feel that you are in a transitional position or a crossroad in your life or career, and you're like, I don't know what to do, start to look, Google, right, career coaches, transformational coaches, whatever verbiage is active now. Go check out Pat. I'm going to give your website information and email in case people have questions. But check it out. And I love that idea. Go to the recommendations. Really, truly hear what people are saying about you, because then I'll know, oh, she's my kind of people. Oh, that story is so similar to mine. Oh, look at how she helped them. So I think that's why we read reviews. I think that's why those recommendations become, it's personal. It's really personal. So rather than just call, years ago, I don't know, remember, we would have to give a reference sheet with our resume. So then the people would call, really tell me what you thought of Connie, because we didn't have these social platforms where somebody could click and go and read. Now we do. So it
Or video.
Yeah.
Get them to take.
Yeah.
And so in the career transformation workshops and things, I often will teach people how to make a video business card for yourself with the five questions that most people will want to know about you. And we do that for you. You might have a photo shoot. You might have a video recording. And then you've got a little snippet because people want to know that you're camera friendly.
Yeah.
And that you're warm and that your warmth and your humor, whatever your vibe is, because we've all got a different one.
Absolutely.
The trusted expert in whatever you do shines through authentically. So that could be one of the tools, just as an example. But even the testimonial videos, if people are willing, if somebody says something to you, or you get it in a performance, 360 performance review in your job, go back to that colleague and say, you know, it would be really amazing. Can you either, I'll send you a request. Can you put it on my LinkedIn? Because you just wrote it. You can even copy and paste. Then it is their words.
Yes.
Right? And they just have to send it internally, so it's legit, which is fine. Or would you take your iPhone, could you record that three sentences for me, 30 seconds, when you're comfortable, if you're comfortable, when you feel like you have your makeup on, whatever you need to do, but your heartfelt eyes glittering or tearing up as you're describing how you've changed thanks to working together will tell the story.
Yeah.
Better than I ever could.
Yeah. There's so many tools, Pat, and you know, everybody – we just can't know all the tools. So we really do need to hire experts or people. Like I said, with, you know, my LinkedIn website, there was no way I was going to even try to attempt to do a website. I think what people, oh, let me save the money. And sometimes we become penny wise, dollar foolish, where you get what you put in. So if you have no idea what you do, what you're doing, your website or your LinkedIn page, they kind of look crappy. And that's certainly not the persona you want to put out. That's not good for your brand, personal, even if you're looking for a job, not necessarily an entrepreneur. But if your LinkedIn page is kind of crappy, the picture, like you said, you have somebody's arm over it and a cocktail in your hand, maybe not the picture you should be putting up on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah. It's the first place everyone looks.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to a networking event, what do? Like, I went online, I looked at who, because they published a guest list. I went online. This way I had a face to connect, sure. And I knew something about where they went to school or something they liked. And I went in understanding who was going to be in the room. And I went in with a few key targets that would be ideal people to say hi to.
Absolutely.
And get that FaceTime.
Yep.
And then now today's follow-up day.
Yes.
Because if you don't follow up this week, you're gone.
You're gone. Yeah.
So that storytelling happens. Yeah. When you're not in the physical room with them.
Yeah. The whole process has become just quite interesting because of technology and everything. It's fun. I think it's just a fun time to be alive. It's a fun time to be in business. I like things changing. I like my mindset changing and growing. It's not easy, but it's exhilarating because that growth is just important. You know, it keeps me alive anyway.
Just your ability to share your gifts through your show. This is amazing. You're such a natural at this.
Oh, you're a love. Thank you. I love it. I love doing it. Yeah, I love doing it.
Obviously. But that's the point. That is exactly the point. People will say, well, what am I supposed to do with my gifts? I don't like being video, on visual for whatever reason.
Sure.
Well, first of all, we get them past it. But so maybe a podcast is good for you.
Sure.
Maybe being a writer, writing blogs. Maybe being a featured writer in Entrepreneur or Inc.
Sure.
Or Fast Company or Forbes.
So many options.
With a publicist who he's going to show us how to do that.
That's amazing.
Cool.
Yes, that's
right?
Amazing. That's amazing. Yes.
There's different tools available, and not everything is right. Not every coach is right. But you and I, we met and we were like, oh, I get you, sister. Right?
It was totally right out of the gate. Yeah.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah. And I think people need to go and investigate, like you said, go on LinkedIn, et cetera. Let me give your info. So guys, if you're interested, Pat's direct email is pat@rockonsuccess. Love the name of that, by the way. rockonsuccess.com. And the website is rockonsuccess.com. Check it out. And she has an academy, and I'll put that link on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change platform, so you guys really can get in there and start to look at the different things that she does offer through her academy, as well as email her for any personal questions you might have that she can kind of pinpoint you in the right direction. So thank you that. And Pat, you're offering a free gift, a free trial of the Rock Your Career Transformation Soul Searching Assessment, and I have the bit.ly link for that, which I will also post.
Wow.
Right? Did I get that right?
Yes,
yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you that is the number one thing that I think I've created this year that's really making a difference, because it's helping people figure out why they need to dig deep and spend time with themselves, thinking about all the things they felt in their head and in their heart and putting it down. So it's now kind of right in front of you.
Cool.
And figure out what's important to you. There's no right or wrong answer. It's complete soul searching for you and your situation, your family. It all comes, it's got
together.
A little bit of everything in there, because you just can't pocket life. It's not what happens when you're busy making other plans. You need to think about it holistically and honor your wishes.
Yeah, it's so important. So well said. So again, guys, I'll post that on the Enlightenment of Change website for you guys. Easy click and go and find Pat. My partner and I still offering our free communication style assessment. Go to wisdomdecoded.com, right on the landing page. You get a little report, tells you your strengths, and it tells you your blind spots and challenges. So it could be a nice insight and a nice way to bring 2019 and maybe propel your success forward. So again, wisdomdecoded.com, check it out, get your free report. Pat, thank you again just for your inspiring way of presenting fun, obviously, way of preventing presenting. We're both a little goofy, which I think is a good thing. We know how to have fun and not take ourselves, you know, certainly too seriously. And yeah, no way, right? We're both a little bit of goofballs, which is a good thing. And I think just the way you broke down, you know, the mindset, the skill set, and then the tool set, and how it all goes together. And I thank you for that free resource for my listeners. I truly do appreciate that as well. So thank you so much for being on, taking the time, and digging in there with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, this is a joy. It's a pleasure to do this with you, and long time coming, and hopefully the first of many.
You agree. We'll have to maybe do quarterly shows. We'll see. We'll do like a regular person on the show.
Live events? Why
yeah,
not?
Whatever, right? You got it. Thank you again. Thank you all for joining us today. I hope you'll join us weekly as we question, build, and discover together that change, I know, sometimes seems so elusive, but it's really easier than we think. And we have so many experts like Pat who can help us kind of find that way of change and making our lives just better and more impactful in every line of within our life, within our orbit. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you, everyone. Have an inspired week and really try to change something with intention and see what happens. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.